and online at redkiteradio.com. This is Red Kite Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 8, a man accused of drugging and raping his ex-wife has been charged with dozens of sexual offences against her. Wiltshire Police says Philip Young, who's 49 and formerly from Swindon, is among six men who will appear in court tomorrow accused of abusing her. The crimes took place over a 13-year period. Chris Rea has died at the age of 74. The singer, who's best known for Driving Home for Christmas, was surrounded by his family when he passed away in hospital. They've described their loss as immense. He wrote his festive hit from the passenger seat of a Mini on the M1 while banned from driving.
I was feeling silly, and that happens to all of us. On the 1st of December, it's like we all take a pill and suddenly we want coal fires. Suddenly we want it to snow, and that's what that song is.
Australian police say two men suspected of killing 15 people in the Bondi Beach attack trained meticulously for it. Documents have been released which suggest Naveed and Sajid Akram conducted firearms training before targeting a Jewish celebration. A canal's been drained and boats swallowed up by a giant sinkhole in Shropshire. 10 people were rescued as large volumes of water escaped onto land in Whitchurch early this morning. A major incident's been declared. Scott Turford's from Shropshire Fire and Rescue Service.
It covers a significant area. If I was to articulate it to football pitches, it's probably four or five football pitches worth of water there, which is currently flooded.
Barry Manilow's revealed he has lung cancer. The singer says he has a cancerous spot that needs to be removed but doesn't require chemotherapy or radiation. And the final Premier League fixture before Christmas is just getting underway with Fulham facing Nottingham Forest. The hosts know a win at Craven Cottage would take them level on points with 11th place Newcastle. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Classic hits from the 70s.
It's the 70s Rewind with Donald McFarlane.
Red Kite Radio.
Welcome back to the second hour of the show, and if you just joined us, you're very welcome as well.
Darling, I'm feeling pretty lonesome. I call you on the phone some, but I don't have a dime. Darling, you're so far behind.
Thinking of the old nights. Merry Christmas from everybody here at Red Kite Radio. Now, another Christmas classic.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rush is through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Christmas, darling, we're apart, that's true, but I can dream, and in my dreams, I'm Christmasing with you. Holidays are joyful, there's always something.
Again, their first hit, well, not a hit, didn't actually make the charts, but the Carpenters, Merry Christmas Darling. And before that track that did make the charts, Frankie Miller and Darling, and that was his second hit and his biggest hit, reaching number six in 1978. I did like some of Frankie Miller's stuff, I must admit. Got a few of his CDs in the collection. Oh, I've got a bit of metal in the collection as well here.
Yeah. Monday night is 70s night on Red Kite Radio with Donald McFarlane.
I hear him before I go to sleep and focus on the day that's been. I realize he's there when I turn the light off and turn.
Second hit in the UK, the follow-up to Wuthering Heights, The Man with a Child in His Eyes from 1978, and it reached number six in the charts. I did like a lot of the earlier stuff, I must admit. Mind you, the more recent stuff wasn't too bad either, was it? Before that, T-Rex and That Metal Guru, that was a big number one for them in 1972. They had some amazing hits and quite an amazing run of hits as well. Lots of number ones and number twos. It is time for a break already. Can't believe it. After the break, we'll have a B-side, which did give somebody a break. And I often wonder what had happened if somebody hadn't have turned the single over and started playing this B-side track instead.
Red Kite Radio.
Make my house warmer. Is your home losing heat faster than you can say brr? Stay warm and save cash with our expert house insulation service. Make My House Warmer provides a fast and friendly service to make your home more energy efficient. Whether it's your attic or your walls, we've got you covered. Don't let heat escape. Keep the warmth inside and the costs outside. It's easier than you think. Insulate today, save tomorrow with Make My House Warmer. To find out more, go to makemyhousewarmer.co.uk.
At Hatton Garden Centre, we have everything you need for your garden all year round. And at this time of year, we can supply you with the tools to keep your garden looking great. Come to us for your lawn rakes and brooms, and we've incinerators and compost bins for when you've tidied up. And at Hatton Garden Centre, we've a good selection of winter flowering pansies and heathers in stock. And don't forget to pick up your new season seeds. The days may be short, but at Hatton Garden Centre, we're never short of ideas to help you make the most of your garden.
So much more than you bargain for.
At Hatton Garden Centre, family owned since 1978.
Start your day the Red Kite way. Join me, Juanita Hughes, for Red Kite Breakfast every Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday from 7 till 10. I've got everything to kickstart your morning with a smile. Belt it out with singing in the shower, get the latest with the local lowdown, plus plenty of fun and surprises to make your morning shine. Red Kite Breakfast with me, Juanita Hughes, where your morning starts with a smile. Listen on 107.2, on your smart speaker, or online at redkiteradio.com.
For Tame, Haddenham and Longcrendon.
Red Kite Radio.
Thank you.
classic hits for Tame, Haddenham and Monks Risborough.
This is your Red Kite Radio. Boom, 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 boom.
That's not a home. Try to imagine a Christmas all alone. That's where I'll be since you left me. My tears could melt the snow. What can I do without you? I've got no place, no place to go. It'll be lonely this Christmas without you.
Christmas tracks. A little bit sad though, but a great, great track. Got to number one in 1974. It doesn't seem that long to me. And before that, we had a confusing track chart-wise. Rod Stewart and Maggie May. Of course, that was his number one hit. But it was also down as his second hit, and it was actually the B-side of Reason to Believe, which was actually his first hit, according to the charts. And it got to number 19 as the original A-side in 71, and then it got turned over. And it also got listed as a double A-side in between it as well. So it's very confusing, that one, chart-wise, but still a great song. Doesn't detract from that. Do you fancy heading down to the disco for a couple of tracks?
Oh,
Christmas and a Happy New Year from all at Red Kite Radio.
Introduced us to Gloria Gaynor, her first hit in the 70s from 1974, Never Can Say Goodbye, got to number two. Of course, the big hit was the I Will Survive in 79, which got to number one. And before that, we had Sylvester and You Make Me Feel Mighty Real, 1978, but that one got to number eight, was his biggest hit. He did have a follow-up later on in 78, which got to number 29, Dance, in brackets, Disco Heat. I don't know about all that after all that dancing. I think I could do with something to eat, even if it is breakfast at this time of night.
California, I'm hoping it's going to come. Monday night is 70s night on Red Kite Radio with Donald McFarlane.
Sullivan and his Christmas song, 1974 for that one. It missed out in the top 10, got to number 12, but it's a lovely song, wasn't it? I guess there must have been a lot of competition that year. Before that, we were having Breakfast in America with Supertramp, got to number 9 in 79. That was their final hit of the 70s as well. It's time for another one of those breaks. After the breaks, we'll be back with the Doobie Brothers. Yes, it'll be Listen to the Music.
Red Kite Radio.
About to say I do? Choose Aylesbury Bullion for a wide range of engagement and wedding rings. Custom-made service also available. Click aylesburybullion.co.uk.
Make sure you won't miss a single jingle, carol or naff Christmas cracker joke. Ask in-store at Specsavers Tame about our hearing services or phone Tame 394 765. That's 394 765.
Did you know HGVs have four zones of limited vision around them? If you're in one of these areas, you may not be seen by the driver. These four limited vision zones are in front, behind, and at both sides of the HGV. So when you're driving around a HGV, don't linger around them, because they may not notice you're there. Know the HGV zones. National Highways.
For Tame, Haddenham and Cuddington.
Red Kite Radio.
what it's all about, isn't it? Listening to the music. The Doobie Brothers, that was their debut hit in the 70s. And it came from 1974, got to number 29. That was their biggest hit as well. Bit of a shame, really. They did so many great tracks. I quite liked Long Train Running as well. And talking of Long Train Running, here's a long track, and the artist decided he wouldn't cut it. He wanted the song to stay as it was. And so here it is in its entirety. Gordon Lightfoot and Story of the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down. The big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling? The wind and the wires made a tattletale sound, and the wind broke over the railing. And every man knew, as the captain did too, 'twas the witch of November come stealing. The dawn came late and the breakfast had to wait when the gales of November came slashing. When afternoon came, it was freezing rain in the face of a hurricane west wind. Supper time came, the old cook came on deck saying, fellas, it's too rough to feed you. At 7 p.m. a main hatchway caved in. He said, fellas, it's been good to know you. The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Does anyone know where the love of God goes when the waves turn the minutes to hours? The searchers all say they'd have made Whitefish Bay if they'd put 15 more miles behind her. They might have split up or they might have capsized. They may have broke deep and took water. And all that remains is the faces and the names of the wives and the sons and the daughters. Lake Huron rolls, Superior sings in the rooms of her ice water mansion. Michigan steams like a young man's dreams. The islands and bays are
takes in what Lake Erie can send her. The iron boats go as the mariners all go, with the gales of November remembered. Musty old hall in Detroit, they prayed in the Maritime Sailors' Cathedral. A church bell chimed till it rang 29 times for each man on the Edmund Fitzgerald. The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee. Superior, they said, never gives up her dead when the gales of November come early.
Christmas and a Happy New Year from Red Kite Radio.
According to the radio, warmer weather's in the way. Chances are we won't be getting snow. But even if the sun shines from now to Christmas Day, as far as I'm concerned, I know.
That I've got, I know for sure you'll miss me.
another one of those great Christmas songs, a little bit different to the usual ones. Donna got to number four with It's Gonna Be a Cold, Cold Christmas from 1975. And before that, The True Story of the Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald from 1977 from Gordon Lightfoot. And it only got to number 40. And I must admit, I watched a documentary on that a while back, and it's quite interesting comparing the song with the actual documentary of what happened to the ship as well. Anyhow, look at that, it's time for me to say bye-bye. Thanks for keeping me company this evening on the 70s Rewind. And you take care of yourself, and don't get too cold, and don't eat too much over Christmas. I'm not intending to, but I'll have to see what arrives. And stay tuned for Louise with the hits from the musicals. A few Christmas hits in there. And I'd like to wish Louise a happy Christmas as well. And there's Gary as well, I think, isn't it? Yes. Anyhow, stay tuned for Louise coming up very, very shortly. And then after Louise, I'll be back with the Monday night weekday wind down. Bye for now.
FM, on your smart speaker and online at redkiteradio.com.
This is Red Kite Radio.